Hello, hello. Anna Malos Kitzman here in the Good Company podcast. I am not an expert. I am just like you. I'm a passionately curious person, and I'm on a quest to live a better, healthier, more fulfilled, more aligned life. And that's why I do this podcast, to share whatever I found, whatever I think about, whatever I come across, whatever helps me. I want to share it with you and hopefully inspire in any way, inspire you and help you live more fulfilled, aligned, and healthier life. Okay, this will be a quick one. And you probably will ask, who the heck are you to talk about AI? Obviously, everybody is talking about it lately. I read about it a lot, I listen about it a lot. And you know, I'm nobody, I'm not an expert about it, but that's the point. I also want you to know that even if you are not an expert, just like I'm not, you have a right and you have an obligation to your opinion and to critically think about things, especially the new things that are showing up, to ask yourself, how does it feel for you? To ask yourself, what do you think about it? What your body tells you about it? What comes up for you when you engage with any new thing? So if you say, who the heck are you to share that opinion and even talk about AI, well, you're right, I am nobody to do so, but also because of that, I have a right to do so. So I'm doing it. And I want to tell you one thing. I want to share with you one thing that came for me. So, you know, I'm reading and listening a lot of conversation about AI, and, you know, I agree with a lot of things, you know, with overall cautiousness about it. It's kind of like a new thing that is coming up, right? A very powerful tool and thing that we've created and we are creating. So I really, you know, agree with everybody who says, out there that, you know, we should kind of treat it like and look at the mistake we did with social media, for example, with Facebook. You know, people who are in charge of developing AI should really have a task for, and hopefully they do, that is focused on, you know, any problematic and any dangerous situation. So basically group of probably extra smart people who are tasked with, okay, looking for holes, looking for loops, again, which we have not done, for example, with Facebook and social media, and we should learn from that. And of course, you know, any fears around like, oh, they will take away our jobs and what we are going to do, I just say we're going to have more time to heal and grow, and then we're going to figure out what we are going to do, and new jobs will show up. And obviously, you know, the fear that what if the AI will outgrow us and start controlling the world? I think this is very valid fear too, and something again. I think tasks like this and having procedures and processes in case of anything, they should be happening now, and hopefully they are. But one big thing that came up for me, you know, I decided to try ChatGPT. And I, you know, I opened it, I signed up for it, and I just put a quick question. How I can, you know, make my good goods bags business more successful. And when you type in this question, like the AI, the chat gives you a response, and it gave me an amazing response of like, hey, you should focus on your target audience, then you should revisit, then you should create a plan, and then you should revisit this plan. I don't remember the details, but it was just like really smart and really solid plan of step by step. And I could ask, you know, by each step, I could take each step and be like, hey, can you tell me more about that? And for example, I took target audience and it gave me like all kind of information about the target audience I should be hitting up. And it was good to know also that I am already doing so. So that's great. But I did that, and then I went about my day, and something just came to me, and I was like, you know, we are all fearing these external situations, rightfully so. You know, them taking the AI taking over a lot of jobs. What are we going to do? Again, I feel like we are always going to figure out something to do for ourselves. We may go back to gardening and create, for example, a good food for each other, which will be amazing, which probably AI cannot do that. And then obviously this whole situation of taking over, you know, the power in some level. But what really came up for me that day was like, oh my God, you know, these scenarios are not like a short period of time, but we are not thinking about, we are looking at this external situation, but we are not thinking about the internal effects on this machine. Basically what happened with me is I had a problem and this machine provided me a solution. So what happened is I did not need to think. I literally did not need to think, and I had a plan for my business laid out because I asked GPT chat the question. And that's what came up for me. I'm getting a chill right now. And I feel like the biggest thing we should be fearing is that this whole AI is, we may slowly take our power and ability of critical thinking, of, you know, really thinking, because it gave me a solution. I didn't have to think. I was just doing. And then this idea that, you know, okay, this plan sound good. I can implement it. But, you know, is it the 100% right plan, right? Is it the answer that was provided by AI? What if it was manipulated by somebody, you know? What if, you know, it would get me into the woods and it really wasn't a good plan? So I think that's what's scary for me. Like, I think already social media takes away some level of our creativity. I am one thing that it's my pet peeve, and I sometimes do that too, I'm not going to lie, but this whole idea of repeated content. So, you know, one, like let's say like on TikTok, those dances that one person does it and then a million other people does the same dance, like this repeated creativity. And, you know, we always had it, like somebody comes up with something and we all use it or we all adopt it, but it really comes up in social media, right? Within social media trends and, you know, what kind of content, like how sharing the makeup, everybody's sharing the makeup, then everybody's doing a haul or whatever it is that they purchase a bunch of things and then share online. Then everybody's doing cooking, etc. And, you know, it's not that bad, but for me, it is indicates some element of killing our creativity, right? Because we are just repeating content versus creating it. And social media never had this ability of kind of diminishing and cutting and removing our critical thinking or thinking overall. But with the AI, again, after trying it once, that was my first thing that popped up. You know, we are thinking about the jobs and the overpowering the government or whatever AI. What about our brains? What about our ability that differentiated us from every other species on the planet, which is, you know, our ability to think, to create, to develop ideas? That's what this is scary for me. And obviously as this technology developed, the responses from, for example, from ChatGPT, like I read through the response I got for my question and I still was like, I could do this better. I could do this better. But it will get better and better, right? Like when algorithms get better and this, and more information, but it was so powerful to see how in seconds, you know, something that I probably would take me weeks to develop, this machine could take, but also took away from me on some level this need of me critically thinking or thinking creatively. That's the scary part. And then there was one other thing that may be strange, and I probably have to think about it more. But initially, when I listened to all this stuff about AI, I had this one thought that was really like making me feel at peace with that is, I do not think that we'll ever are able to teach those machines, this artificial intelligence, something that we all have, and we probably should come back to it more and more now in context of that, which is intuition. And oh my God, I get chills now. This is something that probably this machine will never have. This ability to be connected to universe, to be connected to our earth, to be connected to our bodies and have this intuitive feelings. Like, I don't think so this can be replicated. I don't think so this can be taught. I don't think so. Like, how do you, yeah, that's not possible. So I feel like it's so interesting to me that probably our biggest weapon, not weapon because there's no war, like our biggest attitude and talent against those machines, against this high level technology, look at that, is our intuition, it's our soulfulness, is our this you know, this not tangible woo-woo world and woo-woo abilities that we all have. What do you think about AI? What is coming up for me? Again, I'm not an expert. I'm not here to tell you what to do, and you can ask what kind of right I have to share my opinion. I have the same right as you, and I would love to hear your opinion, not as an expert, as somebody who is potentially going to engage in and use or be affected by the technology in the future. Until the next time, love and light.